and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas. And if you like today's podcast, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast. It really, really does help me. And if I sound a little different today, it's because I've been given a new recording microphone from a wonderful Catholic couple I've been able to meet and get to know over the last few months through my Catholic social media ministry, and that is the Fulkerson family, who have and run the Salt and Light podcast that's also on Breadbox Catholic Media. And thinking about my relationship with this couple and with other married couples I've been able to meet and get to know during my time after ordination, I can really see that my priesthood is being shaped through these encounters. And I've also been told by a variety of these couples that my presence within their life has also been impacting and shaping them. So knowing that, past Sunday, we celebrated not only the International World Day of Remembering the Sick, but also of matrimony. It's gotten me think of these two sacraments, matrimony and anointing of the sick. And one of the things I can say about these moments, and really all the moments that the sacraments come to mean us, is that these moments within our human life prompted God to provide a sacrament for it, to manifest His grace and His presence. Now, there's a lot there, and before we really get into, and I get into because I'm running the podcast, obviously, is that, you know, talking about these two sacraments, matrimony and anointing of the sick, I think it's important to have a general working idea of what a sacrament is. And remember, a sacrament is a visible sign instituted by Jesus Christ by which invisible grace is given to us for our sanctification and communicates the presence of God to our souls. With that said, it's good to know that God, knowing that these moments, matrimony, illnesses, were so profound and so, for lack of a better word, important to us because of what they inter, God Himself wanted to give the gift of Himself, His grace, to humanity at each of these moments when we are sick and when we're about to be married. I wanted to look at marriage first, and it's important to recall, and this is a foundational point, that new life enters in the world through sex. This is a biological thing for the human nature, so we should not be surprised by this. But human life is not merely about physical existence. As Christians, we know that we are not merely physical beings, but we're also spiritual to both and reality. And because of that, it's not just about us growing into sort of becoming physical adults. We need to also grow into our humanity in a variety of ways. Sin, of course, makes us, in a way, more like the wild beasts, where we are solely prone to the desires of satisfying our physical needs. But we know, in a way, that human relationships are good, and we're called to live in community, even when sin attempts to destroy community. And we can help each person in that relationship to grow into this humanity, because when we all commit to growing into our humanity, this gift of me being a man and a lady being a woman, etc., we help to show forward the best that is humanity, and matrimony plays an important role in that. The best man I knew was my grandfather, my grandpa Blackwell, on my dad's side. He showed me what it means to be a man. Remember, boys do not become men just because they get older. Boys need to be shown what it means to be a man and then challenged to become one, sort of rites of passage and things like this. But I know my grandfather would not have been the amazing man that he was if he had not had my grandmother, who was just as amazing as he was. Women help to draw out the best of what is in a man. And the same for men to women. Men help to draw out the best of the women in their lives, profoundly so in matrimony. Both men and women together make the fullness of humanity possible. And God, as we recall from Genesis, made both of them, man and woman, and when He saw them together, He said that they were very good. Marriage is that sacrament that binds the two together by the love of God, so their beauty can be shared with each other in a life-giving way and then shown to all of humanity around them. I have yet to meet a person that has not become joyful by seeing a married couple celebrating their anniversary in the church for many years. Marriage is so important to the life of the people that Jesus Himself calls Himself the groom and the people the bride. Married couples not only strengthen society through their witness of love, but also teach us all in the church what it means to be a church, the bride of Christ. For all my married couples that are listening to this today, I thank you for embracing the sacrament of marriage. Your lives offer new life to the world and help us all know and understand our God better. I thank you again. Now let us just turn for a second and look at the anointing of the sick. One of the constant actions we see Christ doing throughout the Gospels is the healing of sick. And the example, a good one being from this past Sunday's Gospel, Mark, is Jesus healing the leper. Sickness tries to destroy relationships, relationships with the self, other people, and etc. And in the time of Christ, sick people, especially those with illnesses that shone on the skin, were cast out of communities. Are we any different, really, if we think about it? We place our sick in hospitals and our elderly in nursing homes, and these are not bad places, mind you. But hospitals and nursing homes do not exist for us to give excuses for not caring for our loved ones. Nurses cannot replace the love of family members, as awesome and as wonderful as nurses are. In the sacrament of the anointing, I, as a priest, use the hands of Christ I have been given through the own anointing in my ordination to share that and allow that gentle touch of Christ to continue in the world through the use of holy oils. Just as Christ touched and healed the sick in his own time, he still heals our sick with that touch through his priests today. That is why we will, at least in our parish, we call people to masses of the sick throughout the month and etc. And if you need the anointing of the sick, please feel free to reach out to the priest in your local community. Never be afraid to ask for the sacrament. But also, the sacrament of anointing of the sick calls together the community of the ill person. And we can't forget that the sacrament asks for those who love the person, if they can, to be there for them and to help pray over the sick person with the priest, as the priest gives the gentle healing touch of Jesus. The sacrament calls for community and brings us together when our mere bodies tell us that we should maybe leave the sick person alone because we ourselves don't want to get sick. Think about the flu epidemic that we have going on right now. God formed a body for himself, the church, and sin, which is like a disease. One of the ways of understanding sin tries to destroy that body, but there is no disease that can destroy the body of Christ. The sacrament of the anointing reminds us and strengthens us as the body of Christ every time it is celebrated, because it reminds us that every part of the body of Christ is important and is cared for by Christ himself. Christ never abandons anyone whose heart is open to his love. Even though the sacraments are celebrated on individual basis, the fallout from their celebration are unknowable because they reach out far beyond the borders of the church and into the world, and our human minds just can't understand the ripple effects of when a sacrament is celebrated. And this is why the church tries to celebrate each sacrament with beauty and respect, because it honors God who gave the sacrament, but it also honors humanity who is strengthened by it. Each of our lives are beautiful, my brothers and sisters, and God wants to celebrate with us in a beautiful way. Even when we are sick or a couple fights on the day of their wedding, God shares his beauty, his truthfulness, and his goodness with us. As St. Paul tells us from our second reading this past Sunday, that we are all called and need to be imitators of Christ, Paul being one of the preeminent examples for us. Our vocation as Christians, we are all called to strive for this life in Christ and to be imitators of Christ himself. The sacraments make that possible by giving us the presence of God in a real way that impacts both body and spirit. God knows illness is not a good thing, and that it's very difficult for us. And God also knows marriage is not always an easy way of life. The sacraments are the way that God wants to enter into these moments in our lives. And so when we fall short, we can be lifted up by his gentle embrace so he can care for us as our loving Father. And again, I can't repeat this enough. If you are sick, or if someone is sick in your life and they're struggling, please reach out and get the priest. Be not afraid. And as we journey together, may the gift of the sacrament, which we are fed by Jesus himself, given his real presence, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, help us to continue to grow deeper into this gift we have received as Christians and as human beings called for by the Father in love. Thank you for being with me today. And if you do like my podcast, please subscribe. It really does help me. And as we journey through this life, if you're discerning a need for the sacrament of the sick, please reach out to your local Catholic church. And if you feel called to matrimony with your significant other, please reach out and start to speak about it. Be not afraid. Remember, we are called to be in Christ's joy, as he teaches us in John's gospel. We're not called to be people of fear. So thank you again for your time today. Know that I'm with you and know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.